You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
The U.S. government is hours away from a shutdown, with Republicans in the House and Senate seemingly in disagreement about how to proceed. Speaker McCarthy is facing intense pressure from his caucus to cut spending, including for welfare programs and the war in Ukraine, and instead prioritize the likes of security at the southern border. Well, joining me now for more on this is Washington-based reporter Simon Marks. Simon, great to have you back on the show. Firstly, can you just explain to listeners around the world whose governments largely don't do this, what does a government shutdown involve?
Yes, absolutely, Vincent. And that's a very important point because, of course, any government shutdown in the United States sends a dreadful message to the rest of the world about the state of governance here. And it looks like we are going to witness another one that will begin right after midnight on Sunday morning. And we'll immediately see hundreds of thousands of federal workers all over the country and certainly here in Washington, D.C., furloughed. They'll be told to stay at home, not engage in any work. Government worker at the National Institutes of Health was telling me earlier in the week that her bosses have ordered staff not even to look at email and sign on to government computers once the shutdown begins. We're going to see many of the nation's national parks closed down. The museums here in Washington, D.C. will be shut down. That's obviously going to have a knock-on impact for private sector business that relies on tourist dollars here and elsewhere. We're going to see the military remain on duty, although members of the military will not be paid until the government shutdown comes to an end. So there are across-the-board impacts that could even include, depending on the length of the shutdown, the ability of America's poorest citizens to carry on receiving food stamps. Those are the government essentially stamps, cash payments that America's poorest citizens are able to use in supermarkets and grocery stores to buy the basic products that they need to sustain themselves. So this has massive immediate impacts, particularly in places where there are substantial numbers of federal government workers and federal government projects. And the impact will become deeper and deeper the longer any shutdown goes on.
We are just a year or so away now from an election. Isn't this a really dangerous strategy for Republicans to be pursuing? Because you mentioned that, you know, not just the hundreds of thousands of federal workers who will be out of work for some time and unpaid for some time. Obviously, people that are dependent on a number of these programs and just the general disruption to life. Isn't the blame going to land with them and they'll then get blowback at the election? Or do they think they can make capital out of this?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly what some Republicans are arguing. I mean, there are Republicans in the Senate and even some in the House of Representatives who are saying, hang on a second, this would be mad for us to do this because we would then have to fan out onto the campaign trail ahead of next year's presidential and congressional elections and defend what we've done. But I think there's a couple of separate things taking place here. First of all, you have the dyed-in-the-wool, Make America Great Again, Trump-backed Republicans in the House of Representatives who say, Joe Biden's budget request is simply way too big. We need to shred public spending. We need to deny Ukraine any further assistance in its war against Russia. The money shouldn't be going there. It should, in fact, be being spent here at home. They argue that those messages are going to resonate with American voters, certainly in their particular more conservative congressional districts. But the other thing that's taking place here, and it's almost a bigger issue than the funding battle. And it's the battle for control of the Republican Party and control of the Speaker's gavel in the House of Representatives. Because Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, who has been unable to corral his own Republican caucus to get any kind of even temporary spending bill passed through the House of Representatives, is looking increasingly likely to face leadership challenges and calls for him to stand down, possibly within a matter of days. So behind the scenes, there's intense politicking taking place among Republicans, many of them loyal to Donald Trump, who fault Kevin McCarthy and, in some cases, who want to put themselves forward to replace him.
And at the moment, are there any likely contenders to replace him? Because Kevin McCarthy only just about managed to get the job of Speaker, and no one seemed particularly happy with that. Is there any other candidate that could replace him?
Well, definitely keep your eye on Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, a right-wing conservative who challenged Kevin McCarthy the last time there was a speaker's election. You'll remember that led to gridlock on Capitol Hill, Vincent. 15 separate votes, unprecedented, in order to get Kevin McCarthy across the finishing line. And ever since that day, Matt Gaetz has viewed himself as a speaker in waiting. And he has been going head-to-head very publicly among Republicans in criticizing Kevin McCarthy and intimating that it's time for a change. So he definitely relishes the opportunity to throw his hat into the ring again.
But even for the Republican Party, he is definitely a fringe figure. And forgive me if I'm wrong on this, but he has been under serious investigations during his time in office.
He has been under investigations of a criminal nature, Vincent, but those appear largely to have wrapped up without any charges relating to an investigation that took place into some aspects of his personal behavior. And over the last few months, he has definitely seemed freed from the sense of impending legal jeopardy. And that's one of the reasons why we're seeing him really come to the fore. But you're absolutely right. He is a fringe figure in the Republican caucus on Capitol Hill. The problem is that with such a slim Republican majority, Kevin McCarthy has largely failed to keep those fringe figures on side, and it's going to fall to someone else, possibly Matt Gaetz or another Republican, to find a way of forging enough unity and agreement in this highly divided Republican caucus to get a spending bill passed, and at some point, who knows when, to get the government reopened, assuming the shutdown begins.
And finally, just briefly, Simon, President Biden made a rare direct attack on Trump last night at a memorial event for John McCain in Arizona. Is that a sign that his White House now definitely thinks it'll be a rerun of 2020?
Yeah, I think it's an increasing sign that Joe Biden realizes that this is going to be a rematch, and also a sign that Joe Biden wants the American public to understand that he's put it several times over the last few weeks, the threat to American democracy and American civil peace and order is not over. It didn't end on January the 6th, 2 years ago. He argues that Donald Trump is still a clear and present danger to the country, and certainly with Donald Trump 40% ahead of his Republican rivals in the race to become the party's standard bearer in the November 2024 election, there are many analysts who increasingly believe this is going to be a rematch, and the stakes are going to be extremely high.
Simon Marks, thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.